Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation!
What's up?
Now, if you're having a bad day, we are your 30-minute band-aid. For the next 30 minutes, everything gonna be all right.
That's
so keep
right.
Rocking with us, man. So much to get through today. Later in the show, Tiffany Haddish is on the hunt for a baby daddy, and she's found her prey.
Ooh.
Plus, Kim Kardashian is enhancing body parts again. Any ideas on what she did this time?
Oh, my God. What else is left to be done?
Ain't nothing else.
It's going to blow y'all mind. But first up, let's talk about Auntie O. She recently revealed that she is a virgin.
Oh.
Huh?
No, she not.
She a virgin?
Now, yeah. I know she ain't been doing statement like that.
They ain't never had no baby and nothing. She's a virgin.
Gone.
Not
now.
Like that, y'all. So she did something that she's never done before. Take a wild guess on what that could be.
Bungee jump.
That's good.
Use Siri because she has a human Siri.
True.
Wipe her butt.
Ooh, jumped out of the way.
Now people do say that. You get so rich, you ain't gonna wipe your own butt.
Anyway, Oprah Googled herself for the first time.
Out of all this time?
Yeah. I don't believe
neither
it.
Yeah, I don't either. She been famous since before Google even started.
I don't believe it.
She was actually shocked about what she found out about herself. Take a look.
Yeah, no, I Googled myself the other day for the first time, and I was reading about...
What did you see?
I was like, I am so impressed with myself. This is what I didn't know, that I was first African-American self-made billionaire. Did not know that. Donated more to charity in the 20th century than any other African-American. I said, this is really good.
That's really great.
Really good.
But I would like to think that she knew some of this stuff, y'all. Like,
you know,
I mean, like, when you're the richest African-American female billionaire in the world, like, you know, that's not just on Google. It's like someone hands you a magazine called Forbes and tells you that.
Right. I love Oprah dearly, but now come on.
Somebody told her. So y'all really think she already knew that she had given the most to charity for the 20th century? She knows other rich people, too.
No, but honey, black people, honey, out of the Cosby's, it was her.
Yeah, that's
if she
true.
Didn't read it, somebody told her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Gary, you older than Oprah. Have you ever Googled yourself?
Oh, and honestly, though, Portia, I have not. I've never Googled myself.
What?
He don't even know how to work his
thank
phone.
You, thank you, bitch. I don't know how to do all that
do
stuff.
Do it right now, Gary.
No.
You have to. We got to see what you're going to see.
Gary with the T. Let's say Gary. Oh, there it goes.
There you go.
Oh, bitch.
What?
His ever popular Clore of the Day, fashion reports, flawless entertainment news, and celebrity gossip, which Gary calls the T, are a can't miss feature. That's what I said, baby.
Just keep scrolling down.
That's from his Instagram.
Baby, that's what that says, honey.
Well, y'all, Kim Kardashian bought out of control.
Oh, well, that's normal.
Kim K had her dog Rocky neutered, and to make sure he still felt like the leader of the pack, she got him. Nudicles.
What are nudicles?
Nudicles? Nudicles are fake testicles made out of silicone.
That is so trampish. How could you do that for a damn dog?
Women get implants.
Right.
Yeah, but this is a dog.
And butt implants.
But this is a dog.
So it's like nut implants for dogs.
That's exactly what it is.
Dogs, you know, they're really smart and they have self-confidence and they need to be able to feel like a man or, well, a big dog on the court with the rest of the dogs.
So are these Bruce's old joints or what?
Oh, Bruce.
Ooh.
He's not using them, right?
Shade.
But did you change them out like every few years, like breast implants, Porsche? I mean, what do you do?
You probably
do have to change them out. But I guarantee this dog will die with these
nudicles.
He's trying
to say, are you going to have to change yours out?
No, I ain't changing they are here to stay.
Okay.
And when they absorb, they absorb.
Okay.
All right, y'all, baby. The Duchess of Sussex a.k.a. Miss Meghan Markle, honey, is married to the fine Prince Harry.
Yes, he is.
Now, someone else has captured the heart of the Duchess, and Harry may not have a chance.
What?
Yeah, she may not have a chance, Brad.
Don't do this, baby.
Now, this person is powerful, rich, attractive, and loves, animals. Like you, Brad.
Wait a minute, I don't like this story. Yeah. Not my Megan.
But guess what? They just got together.
Right.
Yeah, but guess what, honey?
What?
It's Queen Elizabeth, and we have the photograph, honey, evidence that the love is real.
You don't even get to see her laugh that much. She looks like she's legit having a good time.
And she's skinning and grinning some, but she had to cover some of it.
But, baby, look at this girl sitting behind the queen.
She looks like a Skeletor.
That's from He-Man.
Yes, baby. All right, honey. There goes Miss Megan, honey.
Look how she's looking at her.
She's looking at her, make sure she's okay.
She's looking at her like she loves her.
I love this.
She loves the queen. I stare at my loved one. Y'all don't like, when y'all in love, y'all don't look at your partner.
You do.
When they're not looking at you, you're just like,
oh. Trust me, he picks up on it. He just doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
When y'all in love, how do you look at him? How do you look at that person? I mean, do you like...
No, that's not love.
That's not love.
That's anger.
Right.
Like, how you look, Portia?
Yeah, girl.
I'd be like,
that's fake already.
Oh.
I'd be like.
All right, moving on at this point, everybody, I'm sure, has seen the Carter's 8 video. That's Jay-Z and Beyonce. They shot it at the Louvre Museum, and it's got millions of views since it dropped. And now fans and everywhere can have the same experience that Beyonce and Jay-Z had.
How was that? Wait, so before them, could you just tour the Louvre anyway?
You could tour it, but you ain't performing in it.
Okay. You can go, but you can't go ape.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So the Louvre has unveiled the Beyonce Jay-Z tour where visitors can now go on a 90-minute self-guided tour of the art featured in the video. Because there's a lot of dope pieces in it.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's a good exchange.
First of all, the Louvre has got to be expensive anyway. So to be able to go there and do the tour, like, how much should this tour cost?
You got to pay for it?
I would think you would.
Because hopefully it's like the museums in the States where they just take a little donation.
So it should be free. Because if it's a museum, poor kids like to go to the museum. They like to take poor kids to the museum to see the art. It should be free.
It's because of Beyonce and Jay-Z that people even know what this place is now. They probably was calling it the Lover, the Louvre. They didn't even know what it was.
The Levere.
They brought more relevance to it. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Just imagine to have the type of clout where you could shut down a place like this, though.
Oh, my God.
They can shut down anywhere.
Call the Louvre and tell them we shut it down. Talk to them, Ma.
Yeah. We pulling up on the Louvre. Like, how does that even work?
It's only in French. Y'all speak French?
Somebody on their team must speak it.
What's only in French?
The tour.
The money's probably universal.
Probably Bouvon say in that French.
What that mean, Gary?
Do you speak French?
Oh, what it mean? Do you speak French?
You don't.
Oh, no.
She's ready.
Ooh.
That's right, y'all. Tiffany Haddish has baby fever, and she's already picked out her guy to start her family with. Hollywood's lover boy, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, she's going for the coins on this one.
There you go.
He's a cutie pie, but I don't see him with too many black women besides the little stint he had with Rihanna.
Yeah.
She's going to pull up on him like the Bear and the Revenant.
Can you hear her now? Like, yo, Leonardo, what's up, baby? I want you to have a baby. I want you to put a baby in me, baby. What's up? Oh, my God.
But I don't think Leonardo's ready. He's not ready. Well, actually, we went on the app Make Baby, and according to this app, this is what their baby would look like. Oh, no. They don't even need to be in the same room.
That's Benjamin Button.
It sure is.
That baby don't even have no good hair.
Oh, my God. Look at this baby.
Where are the features?
And whose mouth is that?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Oh, it got adult eyebrows. I'm scared of this baby.
Who teeth is them?
That's the new Chucky doll.
Okay.
Outfit not even cute with the baby got on.
Right.
You guys, how many relationships this would break up if people like combine the pictures and their babies look like that?
I couldn't go to sleep with that baby in the house.
But I think he should consider it. Y'all remember what she did in that movie Girl Strip with that grapefruit?
Oh yeah.
I'm sure he's been grapefruited plenty of times.
Ain't no supermodel doing it like that.
Oh, grapefruit, cantaloupe, watermelon, plummed.
Okay. Up next, y'all, my boo, The Rock, might finally be ready to seal the deal with his fiance. We'll tell you what he's saying after the break. Dish Nation.
Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, this is a story all about how Will Smith once went on vacation with his ex-wife and Jada didn't seem to mind.
But no, with your ex, though?
Maybe she's doing something with the kids, but here's them breaking it down.
I'm going to love Trey. There's an aspect of Cherie that I have to embrace and have to love as well. And she and Will have their own relationship. You know, she's gone on vacations with Will without me, with Trey.
Well, that was a little different because she made sure she said with Trey. So I was sitting here thinking that him and her went on a vacation by themselves.
But that's the new parent, though. The new parent, that's what y'all do. Once you divorce, you divorce. And you should tell Trey, Mommy and Daddy's divorced, so Daddy's going to live here and Mommy's going to live here, and you're going to go visit there, but we ain't going on no vacation.
Yeah. Just because y'all on vacation together ain't mean you all cooed up, booed up. Exactly. I mean, like just having a good time with your child.
We would go visit my half-brother and sister parents, but, you know,
Gary,
we
that was before Christ.
That's right. So that means, honey, before Christ, that's when they did it. This is stuff now.
Yeah. So you used to go visit your half-brother's
mama. It was like a vacation. We would go on the weekend to visit.
That was new. But back in them days,
yeah, because you see, my daddy wore a curl, and my sister used to do my daddy curl. Mm. And we used to go to the house and get it done.
See, it's about the money, never about the love.
Love don't live here anymore.
That's why your ass abandoned.
That's right, okay.
You abandoned.
Yeah, I'm abandoned.
Well, she is not my rock.
Well, anyway, that's when Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, cleared up. He cleared up rumors about him and his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian, who he shares two children with.
I could have sworn I've heard him call her wife before.
Well, he told reporters, I just refer to her as my wife all the time. So a lot of people are like, oh, did you get married? I'm like, no, easy. Don't rush Big Daddy.
What?
Yes, Big Daddy. We ain't gonna rush you, honey.
But he is treating her like a black woman.
That's his black side, Gary.
He was with her 7 damn years, honey. That's what they used to do. A black woman. This woman got 2 babies.
They just like this game. Like, look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Like,
No.
They've been together 30 years.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Come on. If there is any man in Hollywood and in the hood I would deal with this, it would be with Dwayne Johnson.
The hell with
like,
Dwayne Johnson?
That right. I'd be like, I don't need a rock.
You would not. You see that? Where is your rock? He ain't getting you nothing. 7 damn years.
She got diamonds. I bet she got diamonds.
She don't have the diamonds.
Maybe she don't want it, Gary.
Yeah, she want it, honey.
You candy ass, I am your rock.
Just sitting there.
Honestly, Gary, you thinking backwards with your money talk. I mean, she got 2 kids. She done secured them.
Oh, please believe. They live in California. Like, if they ever separated, the child support situation would be... Right. So strong.
Now, these little kids are going to be little bastards because they didn't marry the
was
mama.
Was he married to the first woman?
Yes.
I would like to see you call these kids bastards.
Matter.
Like on
well,
a
maybe
red
he,
card.
He right. Didn't rush
where
to
the
get
bastards
married.
At, Rock?
Gary with the toe tag.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what the T stands for.
Hey, ladies, has your husband snoring, restless legs, or body heat kept you up at night? Well, it may be time for a sleep divorce.
What is that?
Oh.
Sleep divorce?
Yeah, well, a recent study posted on Today.com says 30 to 40% of couples rather sleep separately in different bedrooms than together.
I get it.
I feel like if we're going to sleep in separate rooms, then we need to have sex before you leave.
After sex, you want to cuddle and be loved and
got
hugged.
Got 5 minutes.
And correct.
Yeah.
5 minutes. You are a dude.
But you know, older people back in the day used to do
well,
that.
Well, they still
they used
do
to
that.
Take the twin size beds.
Yeah.
And they used to put them in the same room and put a nightstand in between.
And as much as people cheating, your ass be sleeping. He been had some other woman come in the house? No.
Well, that's crazy. Why you crazy knock guy him out before
you
he
are so paranoid.
I just don't trust.
But you got to let your guard down a little bit. This is why you have no. Nobody.
Last beat took the damn Tylenol and go to sleep, and he been had some down bite us up in your
what
house.
Kind of guess husband what? Husband would do that.
Men do that. Hell, are you crazy?
Bring a woman
he
in the
had
house.
No crazy bitch like me.
What?
Well,
ain't
men
no
do
man
that
finna do that
right
to me.
Men
no
do
man,
that
woman, boy, girl, cat, or dog is finna do that to
men
me.
Men
he
do that.
Think twice to see yep no who he got is crazy.
All right, coming up next now, you can own Kanye's words of wisdom. We'll tell you how after the break. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
Well, this is a story all about how Will Smith once went on vacation with his ex-wife and Jada didn't seem to mind.
But no, with your ex, though?
Maybe she's doing something with the kids, but here's them breaking it down.
I'm going to love Trey. There's an aspect of Cherie that I have to embrace and have to love as well. And she and Will have their own relationship. You know, she's gone on vacations with Will without me, with Trey.
Well, that was a little different because she made sure she said with Trey. So I was sitting here thinking that him and her went on a vacation by themselves.
But that's the new parent, though. The new parent, that's what y'all do. Once you divorce, you divorce. And you should tell Trey, Mommy and Daddy's divorced, so Daddy's going to live here and Mommy's going to live here and you're going to go visit there, but we ain't going on no vacation.
Yeah. Just because y'all on vacation together ain't mean you all cooed up, booed up.
Exactly.
I mean, like just having a good time with your child.
We would go visit my half-brother and sister parents, but, you know,
Gary,
we
that was
grown.
Before Christ.
Yeah. So you used to go visit your
half-brother's mama. It was like a vacation. We would go on the weekend to visit.
That was new, but back in them days.
Yeah, because you said my daddy wore a curl, and my sister used to do my daddy curl.
Mm.
And we used to go to the house and get it done.
See, it's about the money, never about the love.
Love don't live here anymore. Love
that's why your ass abandoned.
That's right, okay.
You abandoned.
Yeah, I'm abandoned.
Well, she is not my rock. Well, anyway, that's what Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, cleared up. He cleared up rumors about him and his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Hashian, who he shares two children with.
I could have sworn I've heard him call her wife before.
Well, he told reporters, I just refer to her as my wife all the time. So a lot of people are like, oh, did you get married? I'm like, no, easy. Don't rush Big Daddy.
What?
Yes, Big Daddy. We ain't gonna rush you, honey. Easy.
He is treating her like a black woman.
That's his black side, Gary.
He was there 7 damn years, honey. That's what they used to do to a black woman. This woman got 2 babies.
Don't
they
like even started this game. Like, look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. Like, they've been
together 30 years.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Come on. If there is any man in Hollywood and in the hood I would deal with this, it would be with Dwayne Johnson.
The hell I'd
be
with like, Dwayne Johnson.
That right. I'd be like, I don't need a rock.
You would not. You see that? Where is your rock? He ain't getting you nothing. 7 damn years.
She got diamonds. I bet she got diamonds.
But she don't have the diamonds.
Maybe she don't want it, Gary.
Yeah, she want it, honey.
You candy ass, I am your rock.
Just sitting there.
Honestly, Gary, you thinking backwards with your money talk. I mean, she got 2 kids. She doesn't secure them.
Oh, please believe, they live in California. Like, if they ever separated, the child support situation would be...
Right.
So strong.
Now, these little kids are going to be little bastards because they didn't marry the
mama.
Was
he married to the first woman?
Yeah.
I would like to see you call these kids bastards.
Matter.
Like on
well,
a red
maybe
card.
He's right. Gonna rush
where
to
them
get
bastards
married.
At, Rock?
Gary with the toe tag.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what the T stands
okay.
for.
Hey, ladies, has your husband snoring, restless legs, or body heat kept you up at night? Well, it may be time for a sleep divorce.
What is that?
Oh.
Sleep divorce?
Yeah, well, a recent study posted on today.com says 30-40% of couples rather sleep separately in different bedrooms than together.
I get it.
I feel like if we're going to sleep in separate rooms, then we need to have sex before you leave.
After sex, you want to cuddle and be loved and
got
hugged.
Got 5
on.
Minutes.
And correct.
Yeah.
5 minutes. You are a dude.
But you know, older people back in the day used to do
well,
that.
Well, they still
they used
do
to
that.
Take the twin size beds.
Yeah.
And they used to put them in the same room and put a nightstand in between.
And as much as people cheating, your ass be sleeping. He been had some other woman come in the house? No.
But that's crazy. Why you that knock him now. Out before
you
he leaves.
So paranoid.
I just don't trust.
But you got to let your guard down a little bit. This is why you have nobody.
Man, been took the damn Tylenol and go to sleep, and he been had some down by us up in your
what
house.
Kind of
guess
husband
what?
Husband would
man.
Do that.
Men
have
do that. Hell, are you crazy?
Bring a woman
he
in
had
the
no
house.
Crazy bitch like me.
What?
Well,
ain't
men
no
do
man
that.
Finna do that to me.
Men
no
do
man,
that.
Woman, boy, girl, cat, or dog is finna do that to
men
me.
Men
he
do that.
Think twice because he gonna know Fuck who Gary. He got is crazy.
All right, coming up next now, you can own Kanye's words of wisdom. We'll tell you how after the break.
Dish Nation. Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Baby, Miss Kristen Bell and I have one thing in common. You know what that is?
What?
Now, we love spa treatment.
Yes.
But Miss Kristen Bell, baby, took it to another level, honey.
What
that shepherd, honey, recently posted a picture of her wearing gloves, honey, in the pool. Now, he says, quote, my bride wears gloves in the pool because she hates the feeling of pruny fingertips on skin. She must be a germaphobe or something.
Maybe
honey.
She likes to stay in the pool for a long, long time and she doesn't want it to get wrinkled.
That is creepy. I'm not gonna lie. If I was at the pool and I saw somebody with gloves on,
I would get out.
I would get out.
I mean, you got any quirky habits?
Lately, I can name
one of your habits.
What, Portia?
Go ahead.
Using a washcloth from his body on his face.
Yes.
That's not bad.
5 days a week.
Let me tell you something. I'm trying to change my sheets more than once, you know, every 3 weeks. So
it's going to be a few years, but y'all all going to realize that Gary's actually a feminine Viking.
I'm sure y'all have some worse things, honey.
I was younger. I used to suck my thumb and my shirt at the same time.
Oh, like, that prepared you. Yes, baby.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.